pressure. 14 for Graham Standry. We welcome those on board taking the broadcast wherever you might be worldwide through the dirttrackchannel.com. Grant Moffat, Aaron Dreamer with your commentary team tonight. The Barry Butterworth Classic, a pick and choose grid lineup. We'll see all the big boys coming from the back. Jerry Coombs, Michael Pickens, Dave Darlin, Ricky Logan, Brad Mosen, and Graham Standry, to name a few, along with Aidan Williams, to do battle for the Barry Butterworth Memorial. Salute to a legend, like one of the greatest iconic midget car drivers ever to come out of our fair country. Led around by the Barry Butterworth pace vehicle behind the Gold Trip Amarok's official pace vehicle here at Western Springs in front of a fantastic crowd on a beautiful summer's night that has witnessed some spectacular racing. Grant Moffat, welcome to the broadcast team.
Yeah, this is fun. This is a nice place to be on a beautiful Saturday night at Western Springs. This particular race, you know, it's got so much attached to it, hasn't it? You know, so many memories and all the rest of it. I can guarantee you that 9 out of 10 people in the audience here tonight watched this man race. Maybe not 9 out of 10, maybe 7 out of 10 who are old enough, who watched this man race here night after night after night for so many years, Aaron.
And they all have a Barry Butterworth story to tell.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the night he did this? Do you remember the night that happened? And that is what makes Barry Butterworth a folklore. You mentioned it in the pre-show, Grant. It was all about, you know, controversial. He was controversial. That's what he was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we'll form too wide. We'll form too wide, and then we'll get ready to, on your feet, Western Springs, for a four wide salute. We're getting ready to line them up now. Too wide it is at the moment, but I'm the Barry Butterworth pace vehicle. What a stellar lineup we've got. I'm looking forward to this race. It is one of the most talked about races of the year. The heat race has been epic. The test match went the way of New Zealand. Team New Zealand defeating Team USA, 33 points to 30. So it was close. It was certainly close. Four wide, just such a sight. True purist. Motorsport at its most brilliant best, the world's best speedway, putting on the best action you're ever going to see here tonight, the Barry Butterworth Classic. Well done to Bill Buckley and the team at Springs. You put a great show on, and the drivers are about to do battle. These modern day dirt gladiators are going to roll around. They'll get the two wide board to grid up, and then they'll form two wide, and then all hell will break loose. Who will be the end of the 40 lap? Make a prediction, Moff. Who are you going to pick?
Don't do this to me. Do not do this to me. I tell you what, I was just thinking right then, all of these drivers right now are just getting their thoughts together. They're getting their race faces on. The visor has just been clipped down into the shut position.
And all hell is about to break loose. They roll around. 40 laps the distance. The Barry Butterworth Classic. It's going to explode. Here we go. We're racing away. Harley Taylor and Darren Warren Media, watch for the guys coming from the back. First corner, no casualties at this stage. They're all racing their way through. Long time around the racetrack though. Everyone on the pole line, who's daring to move out wide? That's where all the action's going to be. Plenty of stars, plenty of cars. Your race leader is Harley Taylor. In second place is the 99er Darren Warren. Then we go back to Peter Honeybell. O'Connor, the first one on the charge. Watch for Pickens coming through, Standry coming through, Darlin's going through as well. All eyes are coming on those cars coming right through from the back. That is where everything happens. That is what it's all about. Pickens knows what he's got to do. He's won this before. Coons has got there as well. Tell you what, this track is dishing up an absolute perler. An absolute perler of a race. Well, it's all or nothing at the moment. Your race leader is Harley Taylor. In second place, it is the car driven by Darren Warren. Then we go back to Peter Honeybell. In third place, it is the car driven by Alvin Kopp. So this is where it's all at. Who's the big mover? Standring's moving through. Hayden Williams is coming through. Kendall's coming through as well. Jerry Coons in there too. Brilliant racetrack. Superb racetrack. Tell you what, plenty of luck. But luck's a fortune at Western Springs. Real three wide action there. As Pickens threads the needle. Did you see that pass, Moff? He passed three cars in one foul swoop. Cars going left, right and centre. Logan struggling in that Lucas Oil's 21. Just can't quite get there at the moment. Cars are going all over the show. I tell you what, oh Honeybell, whoa! Pickens is done. Pickens and Darland and Scotty Buckley upside down. Well, Darland, He got caught up in that one. So Michael Pickens' left rear is out.
Yeah, let's just hope there's not too much damage.
We've got a replay. We've got a replay on the big screen. Let's have a look at that. Here we go. Right, so they're coming down. Honeybell checks up. I think something went wrong with Honeybell's car. He just slowed right down in the corner. Here, something happens there, and Wayne Green into the back of him. He then goes wide. Buckley, nowhere to go. Pickens just couldn't do anything about it. Darlin coming through now. He hits Pickens' off. He hits Pickens' left rear, bounces up, and manages to park it right there.
Yeah, Pickens' car has got some fairly major sort of damage on the left rear. I can see a few heads being sort of backwards and forwards here within the driver's compartments. Obviously, Dave Darling. Look, he looks okay. He's ready to be pushed off again, so that's good news. But Michael Pickens out of his race car. That's unfortunate. Michael, mate, I'm so sorry. I know you don't want to talk to me, but bad luck there, mate. That was just the wrong place at the wrong time, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I said earlier, you know, the last lap counts. And, you know, it's just one of those deals, you know, it's get out of the way.
So, yes, commiserations for Michael Pickens. He's upside down. So, right, well, what is that going to do to the rest of the field now? How does that all...
I'll tell you what, that's an indication of what it is like out there. You know, when you've got a nanosecond to make a decision where to place the car at any given time. And, you know, there is an element of luck, unfortunately, involved in a lot of these close-quarter races.
You're absolutely right. So the restart order, the way we see it, it should be 67, 99, then I thought 91, but no, 39, 5, 10, 19, then 91. Now Buckley's trying to go back in there as well, 4. So they're just trying to sort this out. Of course, they don't run they don't run two-way receivers. It makes it very difficult, of course, the old blackboard and chalk.
Yeah, the tried and proven way.
Of course, you know, Michael was passing a few cars, so he'll be bitterly disappointed. How's that track holding up down there, Grant?
Oh, look, it's different depending on where you are around the racetrack. I mean, you know, it's grippy stuff, this terracotta clay, isn't it? It just is. It's difficult stuff to work with, and they do a great job, all things considered. Hey, just back to my friend Mr. Standring, who fed me a right rear all those years ago. He did make his way through. He did manage to get past a whole bunch of cars, but now he's found his way back behind a few of those that he passed earlier on.
Well, lap count, we've had the laps in the book. Wayne Green has been sent to the rear of the field. That's the order we're getting. Wayne Green to the rear of the field. So, not sure why. Laps complete. He brought on the yellow lights. Laps in the book. 34 laps to go. So, 34 laps to go, Western Springs. Wayne Green calls the yellow, so he will go to the rear of the field. So, this is interesting now to know why. What that's going to do for the rest of the field. So, Corsa. All this yellow light doesn't, they got fuel, they got all sorts happening, haven't they?
They certainly have, they've got a lot to think about, these guys. I would imagine, and as the race progresses and there might be another yellow or two en route, you'll have crew chiefs hanging over the fence, not feeling terribly good at the time.
Well, Western Springs, you've been dished up a fantastic night of action here, so let's have a look and see how it goes. Darlin's trying to move his way forward, so... we'll see where he's meant to be. So let's just roll that through. So Harley Taylor, he'll be happy though, Moff. He's leading it.
Yeah, he's doing a great job too. I've been watching him, you know, he's really concentrating. You can see him working the wheel, as we said earlier on, and just making sure he doesn't make any major mistakes anyway.
So we're going to let them go, even though Mosen's disputing a position with Williams. I think the blackboard's ran out of chalk. So
It'll become a whiteboard.
So Mosen, Williams and Maskevich are going to start three wide. So I've seen it all now. Here we go. We're racing. Oh, they all concertina up. Logan up. Meskovic. Meskovic and Logan, and Williams gets caught in that one, and Williams' tyre is out. Well, I beg your pardon, it's not Logan, it's Kendall. I was used to saying Logan, I got that wrong. It's Kendall, it's Meskovic, and Hayden Williams' tyre is gone.
Yeah, we've got a fairly upset driver down here too, I have to tell you. He was banging the dashboard there.
Well, Brock Meskovic is the defending champion.
Yes, indeed.
So he will be absolutely gutted, and Hayden Williams will be as well. And he's down the other end there, Moff. I don't know if you want to venture down there. He won't be happy either.
Hey, I'll tell you what, this five car doesn't look to have anything visibly wrong with it anyway, so they'll be able to fire that thing up again, hopefully. Doesn't look as though the steering's been... they're just having to play with it now just to make sure. It looks fine to me, Aaron, which is good.
Well, that's great news. Not sure what happened there. A car didn't hit the go button, and all of a sudden... Some of these stars that you would have expected at the pointy end of proceedings are now no longer there. 34 laps, Moff, 34 laps still to go. Long time.
Yeah, it's a long way. Let's have a chat with our Century Batteries man. Didn't end the way you wanted it to, my friend. I'm sorry about that.
No, unfortunately, you know, the stupid officials let the race start with two cars side by side. You know, I don't know what the deal is up there. And of course, look what happens, mate.
There you go. So of course, when you're a driver and it doesn't go your way, it's a heated moment. Aaron, as you well know, you've done some driving yourself. You can get wound up like a clock.
I wouldn't call what I do driving. I sort of just cruise around there and hope for the best. But you're absolutely right there, Moff. Yeah, the drivers, you know, they put everything into the teams, the sponsors. There's a lot that goes in, you know, and I sort of...
We've got a few hands being chucked around up here and all the rest of it. So, hey, listen, it's the nature of the sport, isn't it? It really is.
Meskovic is out as well, so we're definitely going to have a new champion by the looks of things. Kendall is out, so only Jerry Coons has won this race before. He's the only car still surviving. So fortune favours the brave. Here we go. So on the restart, let's see what happens this time round. There is 34 laps to go here at Western Springs Speedway. Standrick! Standrick with a brilliant pass. Absolute brilliant stop from Standrick. Logan goes wide and Coons and Darling go to Moritz. Well, I tell you, this is brilliant stuff we're seeing out here at the moment. I've seen some brilliant racing, but not like this before. I tell you what, she is going to be on for young and old. If Standrick can win this one, they'll bring the house down. Make no mistake, Moses still on this one as well, as to his O'Connor. Coons now around the outside. Darling going through with him as well. Well, it's all for nothing, I tell you. Western Springs will come alive as the internationals are coming through. This is going to be a war of attrition. 32 laps to go here at Western Springs Speedway. Standry, Buckley. I tell you what, those two are having a ding-dong battle. Here comes Dave Chicken there as well. Darlin's in there with him, but Harley Taylor is your race leader in second place. Darren Warren, Honeybell. Then we go back to Cobb. Cobb up there as well. Well, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. Cars are going left, right and centre. Coons going hammer to tong with Darlin. Darlin underneath Coons. That's where the battle's heating up front. Well, what are you seeing down there, Moff?
On for young and old down here, mate. I tell you what, I've just been listening to a couple of drivers having a bit of a powwow, and that wasn't a friendly little discussion, I can tell you.
Rodeo, fast and furious. The first American home is Dave Darlin in the Remax 71 USMA car. Coons is coming with him, though. Those two are going for it, I tell you. As Buckley tries to go around the outside, he sees the door wide open. Now Darlin goes low side on him. They all try and get the inside of Mark Mullins. Oh, Darlin, in one side, out the other. Dave Darlin driving like he stole it. Oh, Darlin, he got past two cars. Well, I tell you what, I'm overexcited, Bobbin. I own the race car, I think I'm allowed to be. So here we go. Your race leader is the 67 of Harley Taylor in second place. And we've got the 99 car. That's the car driven by Darren Warren, and third is Jerry Coons Jr. Then we go back to 39 Honeybell, 71 USMA of Dave Darlin. Then we go back to the outside of him as the number 19 of Mark Mullins. This track is dishing up an absolute pearler. Plenty on action in this one as Coons now goes to work on the rest of the field. Laps counting down, 25 laps to go. 25 laps to go here at Western Springs Speedway. Oh, Jerry Coons at the front. We've got a new race leader. Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Oh, dear, not again.
well.
They're trying to keep me fit, mate. That's what this is all about. It's,
not sure what happened there.
I would imagine they just tripped over each other. That's what it looked like. We're going to get a bit of a replay, do you think, if they caught it?
No, I'm not sure if we got that. Let's have a look, see if the car can be restarted. He may be able to be restarted. I'm moving it around. Maybe not, I don't know.
Yeah, the 25 car is looking decidedly second-hand. It's the chances of restarting that one are probably a little bit rough. Maybe the yellow car, the Darwin Mobile, maybe we'll be... let's have a look, shall we?
He was going oh so well.
Yeah, listen, there's a little bit of optimism going on down here with these guys. I think we'll probably, Darwin's gesturing, come on, get me underway, but I'm not sure whether he's going to be sent on his way or not. Here, let's have a look-see. As the field comes round.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. It's a very good sign, but I guess it depends, doesn't it, Aaron, in terms of the cause or who we perceive to be the cause of the...
Who was the prime cause of the accident?
Zachary. Yeah, so the car doesn't look too bad. The 71 car does not look as though it's sustained any significant sort of damage anyway. Darwin's just in a bit of a discussion at the moment with one of our officials. And the gloves are off, which would suggest that he's coming onto the infield, Aaron.
Oh, there you go. I'll have to sell the house.
You'll have to now. This will be the true test of my courage, won't it?
Yeah, that'll be an interesting interview. Well, there you go. Plenty of luck, but luck's a fortune. Jerry Coons Jr. now back behind the 67 car, and something has gone horribly wrong. We've lost it. Well, all the guns. Tell you what, that was heading out to be a brilliant race, wasn't it?
Here we go. Dave, just while we've got the chance, mate, so sorry to see that happen. Not a good night so far.
No, it wasn't a good night. I think the guys were giving me a good ride. You know, Wayne Scott back there, the driver boys, they gave me a good race car. We gave her a good drive. We just ended up here in the infield.
You were driving this thing really, really well. So well done. I'm so sorry to see it come to an end like this.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Like I said, just got to thank a lot of people for getting me here and having some fun. I'd like to thank the Speedway for having me, and hopefully we'll be back again next year.
A pleasure having you, my friend. A real pleasure. Thank you.
Here we go. Laps counting down. 16 to go. Harley Taylor. Well on his way to maybe claiming some silverware. Jerry Coons, though. Coons going to be the second man to win a Butterworth. Well, that'd be interesting. Darren Warren only on for third. Where's Mosen and Standring? What are they doing? They're battling further back. Standring now, he would love to get on the mantelpiece. There's Coons to the outside of Arlie Taylor. Jerry Coons Jr. now your race leader. Straight to the top shelf goes Brad Mosen. Mosen now around the outside of Honeyvale. Mosen now up to fourth place. So coming from the back, Jerry Coons Jr.'s at the front with 15 laps to go. Now Mosen now. What's he got in the tank? He wants to come through. Standring in there as well. Mosen round the outside now of Arlie Taylor. Got there. So Brad Mosen now coming through, and Alec's coming through as well, as Standring just runs over a rut, slows himself down. Well, here comes Shane Alec, Jerry Coons, Brad Moe, Harley Taylor and Peter Honeybell come together, well, with 20 laps to go. 20 laps to go, halfway distance.
Oh, look, that is so unfortunate. The guy was leading the race for the first, 16 or 17 laps or so.
You've got to feel for some of these drivers. You've got to feel for some of these car owners. You've got to feel for some of the sponsors. Tell you what.
Yeah, it's one of those sports, I guess, where for probably 15 to 20% of the time you're involved in your racing, you're having a great time. And for the other 80, 85, 90% of the time, you have to deal with stuff like this.
I'm trying to buy a boat. There you go. So, Wayne Green's off on the infield, so he won't be happy after, well, he'd be much happier than what he was last week. 12 cars, what a war of attrition. All the stars are off. Harley Taylor gets pushed away again.
Absolutely. So we went from 20 down to 12. Make it 13, is it?
Yep, 13 now. Jerry Coons Jr., Brad Mosen. What about Shane Alec Western Springs? He's sort of just been hanging, and there he's in fourth position. Then we've got the Ham, Graham Standrick. He's running in fifth. This is going to be a great show on Tuesday night on the dirt.
Yeah, make sure you're watching. It will be. They'll work their magic as they do in the studio. Turn it into a fantastic program.
Darren Warren being sent off.
Oh dear.
So we've lost another one.
So we're down to 11. That's right, isn't it? We're down to 11.
There'll be more cars on the infield than we'll be on the track soon.
Yeah, it's like the Pack and Save car park down here.
Well, it is. They're all getting in there. Only problem is it's not $1, $2, $3 weekends, it's $1, $2, $3,000 week. That's usually how it goes. So, okay, that should be 19 laps completed. 21 laps to go. The irony in that number. 21 to go. Jerry Coons Jr. from Tucson, Arizona. Brad Mosen, Shane Allen, Graham Standry. Here we go. Well, this is a real battle up front. What's going to happen? Coons got a flyer. Tell you what, Alec to the top shelf. Standring into third. Oh, cometh the hour, cometh the man. Standring now. Driving like he's stolen as Alec just jumps over the cushion. And he loses some momentum. I tell you what, to finish first. First you must finish. Coons, Mosen. Then we go back to the 88 of Standring. Now Standring, can he grab his 101st feature victory? Will Coons be the first driver to go back to making a Butterworth? Mosen now reeling him in. Brad Mosen, almost on the tail tag of Jerry Coons Jr. He will be sweaty on an error. Mosen, Standring, and then Mullins. Mullins having a good look this time. Mark Mullins up there. Oh, goodness gracious me, I've seen it all. What's going on? I tell you what's going on. We've got 18 laps to go. Standring now holding on for third place with Shah. Standring points a rut. And Alec goes through as soon as Mark Mullins and Dave Chick goes round. And so does Logan with a flat right front. Well, we've lost another couple, Bob. Goodness gracious me.
Just watching that ferocity, that intensity out there. Man, that dice then with Standring and a couple of cars around him, that was going to end in tears, wasn't it? It just looked like it was going to.
This Barry Butterworth has had everything. Absolutely. We've got a replay on the big screen. Here we go. So what happened here? Standring was the one. I think he had a big Hail Mary, hit a rut. Then they all sort of avoided him like the plague. Jim tried to get in. He just got a little bit. No, what happened? He tagged Standring. He tagged Graham. Wheels go up, wheels come down. And that's all she wrote.
All right, well, we've only got a smallish field to concentrate on from now on for the next several laps. How many laps have we got to go, mate? 15?
Then we've got 16 laps to go.
16. Still a fairly long way, so as you've said a couple of times tonight, anything can happen.
Standring to the rear of the field. Graham Standring's been caused prime incident of that one. But really, it's not much of a punishment.
Yeah, there's still plenty of laps left, I guess. But this guy out front, Jerry Coons Jr., just keeping his nose clean. And
he's got Brad Mosen behind him, though, and that's the Kyle Larson car. Moth and Larson won everything he could in that car.
Let's make that Wendy's car the Whitman aircraft carrier, shall we, for the remainder of the race?
I'll tell you what, burgers will be half price at Tiernan 2 if that's the case. So, Jerry Coons Jr. driving for Danny Lendish Motorsport. So here we go. Let's have a look at what's going to happen. This will be interesting. What a war of attrition. What an absolute war of attrition. 23 laps complete. Lights are out. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Strap yourselves in, Western Springs. She's going to be a bumpy ride. Moser cheeks up, here we go. Well, I tell you what. Alec to the outside. Shane Alec to the top shelf. Wheel standing, he's going. This is sensational. This is sensational. Jerry Coons is just bouncing his way through the brown stuff. 16 laps to go as Alec. Alec, up, oh, Alec. Brilliant pass by Alec. Up on one wheel. Door left open. Underneath goes Mosen. Mosen and Alec. Hammer and tong. This is brilliant. Simply brilliant. Round the outside goes Alec again. He's dancing on one wheel as Shane Alec. Mosen, meanwhile, is trying to get away from him and catch Jerry Coons Jr. That's what he's going to do. Standry's going to come through from the back. Ah, Standry! Upside down in the fence, Graham Standry! He rode the wheel and went upside down on the exit of turn at number four. The CRC 88 car is over.
I can see him moving around inside the cockpit.
This race has had everything. Absolutely everything. We've lost Graham Standry now.
Let's just put this thing back on its feet, shall we?
The top three drivers. Oh, tell you what.
It is. It's been pretty hectic, of course, for all of the infield staff down here. It's the remaining eight cars, I think I'm right in saying, trundle by.
26 laps completed, 14 to go. 26 laps completed, 14 to go.
Graham's fine, they're just being checked out now by our doctor.
Bruce Page is asking them who won the 1956 World Cup. I don't know who won. Who won the 1956 World Cup? That's your era, Moth. Who won that?
Wouldn't have a clue. Wouldn't have a clue.
I don't even know.
Here's Graham.
Yeah, I've broken my collarbone.
Oh.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. The doctor is on the scene here.
He broke his collarbone.
Yeah, he has too. The doctor's just gesturing to me now. So,
I don't think he'll be riding a solo tomorrow.
No, he won't be. Forget that invite to Waikareka.
Well, still worth going to the show.
Absolutely.
So Standring has broken his collarbone.
Yep, so we're just trying to get him off nice and gingerly. He's,
put your hands together, folks. He actually took the microphone and what an interview for Graham Standring. And he sounded like he's quite, you know.
Yeah, he is, mate. He's in a bit of pain. I could just see it in his face. And he gestured me over. He wanted to tell me what was going on there. He knew. He's probably done it before. So not good news for him tonight. Did so well, absolutely brilliantly earlier on in the night, and as we often see, and it's often the case, things don't always go as planned.
It was 1958 and Aston Villa won it. There you go, that's what they tell me, you're going to stand down. So here we go, lights are out, what's going on? This is going to be an epic battle finish. It's a war of attrition at the moment. Fast and furious up front. I tell you what, Alec! He just about jumped over the cushion. Goodness gracious me, I don't think I've seen a track like this for some time. I tell you what, we've had tracks with flames going off. Now we got one like this. Brilliant. Jerry Coons, Brad Moses, and Shane Alec. Coons is just doing what he's going to do. He's driving superbly. Laps counting down. 13 laps to go. 13 laps to go here at Western Sprint Speedway on a brilliant night of action. Well, I tell you what, Mosen, has he got one last chance to get it? What do you reckon? I think he might do. He's reeling him in. He's winding that rubber band up. He's getting quicker and quicker. He knows he's going to have one shot and he's going to do it soon. He knows what he's going to do. He's getting a lot of drive up turn four. 11 laps to go. Make that 10. We've done 30 laps. Oh, Mosen just about picked it up. He's not afraid to put the go button down. Mosen, Coons, Coons. Mosen, that's where it's going to be, but one up front at the moment, Jerry Coons Jr., then we go back to Brad Mosen, Shane Alec, 9 laps to go. Jerry Coop with a 3-car gap over Brad Moose. And then we've got back to about a 9-car gap to Shane Alec holding on for third. The Barry Butterworth Classic here at Western Springs Speedway is an absolute pearler. The 6th running of this event. What's it going to be? I tell you, oh, Coons makes a mistake. He makes the slight mistake of turn 2. Moser wasn't there to capitalise. Now he's right there. Coons will know he's there. It's going to be game on. She's all on by Donkey Kong with 7 to go. 7 laps to go. Coons, oh, again, he makes another mistake. Again, Moser just closes them in. Is he going to go for a slight drop finish? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it's exciting. That's what's going on. 6 laps to go. 6 to go, Western Springs Speedway. Jerry Coons Jr. I tell you what, 5 laps to go, 6 to go, should I say, 5 this time round. Here's the handout from Andy Bogue, the starter. Brad Moses dropped away. Well, I tell you what, Jerry Coons Jr., he could be well on his way to win his second Barry Butterworth Classic for the Danny Lenders Motorsport team. Moses got everything to do. 4 laps to go, 4 to go. Shane Ellick holding on for third. I tell you what, barring a miracle, mind you, we've got a lap car coming up. That always spices things up with 3 to go this time round. They fire it into turn 3. I can't see anything happening in this one. Coons has to make a mistake now. Otherwise, it's all or nothing. He has to move to the top shelf to get around Harley Taylor. Oh, he does so and makes a mistake. Moses there. This is a grandstand finish coming up. Moses going to go low side. What's going on? I tell you what's going on. 2 to go. 2 laps to go. And Harley Taylor just checked up in front of Jerry Coons Jr. Round the outside he went though. Here comes Brad Moses. He's got the rubber band wound up. White flag will be this time round. It's all or nothing for Brad Moser. He knows what he's going to do. He's going to throw something in. On your feet, Western Springs, 1 to go. The American East Leonard. He may well take the victory. I tell you what, if he does, oh, Moser across the grass. What's he going to do? He's going to try and slide drop. Here we go. Grandstand finish. Jerry Coons wins. Jerry Coons wins. In second place will go to Brad Moser, and third place will go to Shane Alec. Ladies and gentlemen, on your feet.
Wow.
I need some oxygen, Moth.
Yeah, you would do, mate. This guy just withstood attack after attack after attack from Mr. Moser. Here he comes, folks. When he's out of his race car, as loud as you can possibly be, come on, give it up for
Jerry Coons Jr.
Come on, Jerry Coons Jr. Yeah! Woohoo! One happy man. I tell you what, Aaron, I was just watching the extraction of Graham out of his race car then, and man, that guy was in some pain. So we might get to talk to him a little bit later on. But here he is, folks. Jerry has driven his heart out here tonight. Let's get a word in from the man. I've just been told, and we were just listening in then, he lost power steering with 5 laps to run. So if you can only imagine what it's like to steer or to pilot one of these things without power steering, Aaron. Just been congratulated by some of his crew and friends. Let's get a word in from the man himself. Jerry, well done, mate. That was absolutely fantastic. You were under immense pressure.
Well, I tell you what, I'm a little worried about the time we got 5 to go. I just felt a bunch of hot oil on my legs, and it was pretty hot pretty quick, and power steering line or something blew in there with 5 to go, and these things aren't like driving with manual. When the power steering goes, all the car wants to do is turn right, and it's all you can do to turn it left. So I was really just, those last 5 laps, I was kind of hanging on.
You knew Brad was there?
Yeah, I was lancing up at the monitor, and had a little bit of a gap on him there till that line went, and then I caught the lap car, and when I tried to go around the outside, I just really couldn't control the car up there very well. So
lucky you work out twice a week, yeah?
Yeah, something like that. But I want to thank Western Springs and all these great fans. Like I said, we were off a little bit during the International Series, so it's good to come back down here and make up and win a couple of these, especially this Butterworth. This is a blast of a race, and they did a great night. You know, the track was a little bit narrow early, but you got to have that heck of a racetrack, top, bottom, moved around, and just can't say enough about the Wendy's car and all my guys. They worked very hard on this car, so I want to thank all Danny Lindich and the whole Wendy's bunch. But like I said, I'm a little bit winded right now just from doing that thing. Unfortunately, a lot of cars dropped out. I think it could have been a better race, and we'll take it however we can get it. But I know we had some luck on our hands on our side there too, because there's a lot of good cars that didn't get to finish that race. So, but hey, we'll take it however we can get it.
Absolutely. There we go. Come on, folks. Give it up for our American friend. What a fantastic drive. absolutely brilliant.